get me. I hope it get me. Will it get me there?
Talking to people, knowing the different workshops, being a local person, and I suppose, yeah, being aware of who you're dealing with. There are some shonky mechanics around town that say they're doing a job and they don't really do the job.
It's more the fact of the continuity of care. It's when you continue going on with the same mechanic, so they get a better understanding of your car. If you keep taking it to different mechanics, then you'd be subject to probably getting ripped off a little bit more.
It can be an inconvenience, but if someone's got the right size spanner, right on the moment of crisis, do the job and then take it into Mr. Fix-It and then get it double checked and see if the job was done properly.
And if your dirty car breaks down,
oh, I look at this one too, better not.
I'll shout it good way, kick it good way.
Hey, keep it cool, don't sweat it.
Finding a good mechanic to fix your dirty car is a really smart move. You've just heard some good advice from people who've found a good mechanic. I'm Carol Dowling from Consumer Protection, and I'll take you on a journey about getting repairs for your car. In this program, I'll give you some tips on finding a good mechanic, getting the right repairs, and what to do if these repairs weren't done right.
I suppose shop around, talk to other family members, say, you know, where do you get your car serviced or repaired at? And then go there, have a talk to them, but go to two or three other places and find out.
That was Nina Tesling from Broome, and she's a well-respected elderly woman who still drives her huge off-road vehicle.
Ask for a written quote, but then again, literacy is a problem. But you can always, you know, ask a family member to check it out for you, or bring someone with you, you know, for that little bit extra support. But shop around, then you make your own decision.
It is important to shop around for a good mechanic, and once you find them, keep them so that they can get to know your car over time. It's really important that they are licensed with our department, the Department of Commerce, Consumer Protection. Angelo Barbaro, manager of the Automotive Services Branch, explains why.
They've gone through a stringent assessment process before they were certified and licensed by the department, and you know they have been assessed as having the necessary skills to be able to carry out the repairs to the acceptable standards.
Some mechanical workshops are licensed to repair different parts of a car. To make sure your mechanic has the right license to repair what is wrong with your car, you can ask to see your mechanic's registration document. Here's Angelo again on the benefits of using a local licensed repairer.
If you know the community that you're dealing with and the surrounds and the environment, you're much more adapted to the types of faults that will occur by knowing that that's a problem that's consistent across the vehicles that have been driven in that area. So obviously you become more of an expert in dealing with those types of repairs.
When you're still looking for your mechanic for your dirty car, it pays to ask your friends or family who they go to. Any repairer knows that it's good for their business when they have satisfied customers. It's these customers who spread a good word about their workshop. Broome elder Nina Tesling spoke earlier about how important it is to get a written quote. A written quote from a mechanic will list what needs to be fixed on your car, and it's up to you to decide what you think needs to be done. A written quote is a legal contract that must include all costs for materials, the cost of the mechanic's hours, and talk straight up about what needs to be fixed on your car. A verbal quote is not good enough because misunderstandings can happen between you and the mechanic. Whatever you do, never, ever give a mechanic a blank check or the impression that you will pay for whatever they find wrong with your car.
It was in immaculate condition when I bought it, and about 12 months later I had a problem with the timing. Now, my car was in there for 6 months, and they never rang me. I called them, and I was always told, oh, we haven't started on it yet, it's not finished, we don't know how much it's going to cost. So after 6 months, I got in touch with Consumer Protection, and amazingly, the dialogue started. And then they started to explain what was wrong, and I said, well, you know, all I needed to have done was the timing on the car, but they said one of the cylinders needed to be repaired and replaced, and there was a whole lot of other things, about $2,000 worth, and I said, no, just get the car running for me, and then I'll go from there. But apparently this seemed to happen a lot, but I was very lucky that I was aware of Consumer Protection and went there.
Sometimes when a car mechanic looks under your car's bonnet, they may say they've found more work that needs to be done. Anything extra than what was said in your written quote must be true. That's what Auntie Nina was talking about with her car, but she had consumer protection to not only get them to hurry up and fix her car, but to also listen to her when she said that she didn't want extra work done. Consumer Protection carries out random secret shopper campaigns. Angelo Barbaro from Consumer Protection's Automotive Services branch was once a mechanic, and he spoke with me about secret shopper and why it was needed.
We carry out inspection on vehicles before they go in for repairs or servicing by our technical officers. The vehicle goes in, it is repaired, and then when it comes out, we then carry out a second inspection where we see that the work that was supposedly done has been done and done to the acceptable standard, but also if they've nominated any additional work, that work is actually justified and it's not just over-servicing.
Remember, it's important you don't tell a mechanic to just fix it when you drop your car off at their workshop. You could be up for a lot of extra cost. Here's Pedro from Broome. Pedro has seen many people in his community faced with a big bill from their mechanic. Many don't know their rights and what they can do to save themselves lots of money.
Sometimes they'll tell you things that are required to be done which aren't really necessary, and it can cost you a little bit more money as well. So you've got to look at the cost factor. Most workshops won't give you the car until you pay for it. So you've got to be careful that it added extra onto your bill. I know of situations where workshops have carried out the work doing a little bit extra, and the people have come to pick up the car and, you know, the quote was $1,500 and the bill was $3,000. You have every right to tell them to take everything off the car that you never authorised for them to put it on.
If you find that a mechanic has over-serviced your car without your consent or your say-so, it is within your rights to refuse to pay. You can tell the mechanic to remove any parts he's placed onto your car and replace them with whatever parts that have been removed. I'm Carol Dowling from Consumer Protection. If you have any questions about buying a car or getting it repaired, give our team a call on 1300 30 40 54 or like our Facebook page, facebook.com/mydardycar. That's D-A-R-D-Y. Consumer Protection. We're here to help you protect your rights. Just ask us how.
You can ring up Consumer Protection, Mom.